Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready?
The incredible.
Just Cuz podcast.
Check it out.
Yo, cuz.
In the place to be.
What up, cuz?
Blow up the spot. Come on, y'all.
Now the incredible
just podcast. Yo, cuz.
What is up? We are back, ladies and gentlemen. What is up? What up, cuz?
What up?
Officially starting something new this week. You guys should be able to see us on video and see our ugly faces and bring the voices to a face. Finally. What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Man, I'm exhausted. Always, dude. Father life, you know what I mean? I am old.
Well, you're the youngest one out of us.
Not in dog years. It's the same. I would still be the youngest.
Not in parent years, bro. Parent years. You got another extra kid, so you got another 5 years on me. It's five per kid. 5 years of age per kid. Mm-hmm. Man, so you guys are both older than me.
Five strong.
Damn, Jim. Yeah, I'm good. That shit gets me pumped.
That intro, that's cool. Like, we get to play the intro while it's showing us. So Mark was going nuts the whole intro. He's just like bobbing and weaving and that's dope.
So I like listen to it.
Yeah.
It is. It's a bop.
It's the best part about our podcast. That's all I listen to every week it gets released. It's just the intro.
And then
we start talking and I'm like, I'm done.
It's crazy because
I know what's gonna happen.
Our podcast is definitely not a top five podcast in the world, but our intro's gotta be a top five intro, dog. Come on now. Right. It's gotta be top five.
That shit's sick.
We suck, but the intro is dope. Mm-hmm.
That's how you reel them in.
Hell yeah.
Reel them in. It's
good bait.
They hear that intro and they just start listening and they're like, these guys are going to be dope. And just listen and be like, these guys are freaking idiots.
Who the fuck told me to listen to them?
Damn. So, how you guys feel about being videoed? Videoed? Is that the right way to say that? Videoed?
Recorded? It's the same thing, recorded.
I mean, recorded could be like voice though only.
But it's both, right? It still applies to both.
It is going to be both, yep.
I guess video wouldn't be video tape.
Because it did my hair.
I was going to say, your hair looks really luscious.
It's a lot of volume on it.
It's this right here, dude. It's just that.
Are you still using the curling cream?
I really don't do my hair.
You had it. It looked like you had it done up last week when it was looking all fresh. Did.
No, that I just had the rubber band back. That was all it was.
Damn, you use a rubber band?
It's a headband, pretty much. Oh, but yeah, it's a rubber band. It's a giant rubber band.
That's dope. I was like, damn, you do it gangster with just rubber band. I was using like those little girly. I didn't want to hurt my
ligas?
Head. Ligas? What? What is it?
The little tiny rubber bands are called ligas.
Yeah, that shit. Ligas? No, not the rubber bands. Yeah,
that one. Why do you say everything is like Spanish?
The hair clips? The
is
hair
that
clips?
In Spanish?
No, they weren't hair clips. I guess they're just called hair bands. I got like the hair, I don't know, rubber bands remind me of like
rubber actual
bands.
Rubber.
Yeah, yeah.
Raw rubber bands.
Just straight rubber band in it. Yeah.
That's what Senya calls them, Jay, so it probably is Spanish, dude. I don't know.
Lida?
Liga. And then league is, they're called ligas with an S. Ligas.
All right. Who was that?
Rubber bands.
Whose phone was that?
Not mine. Mine's on.
It was Mark.
Silent.
That's his thing for. It's like a pop up.
That's my daughter. That's my daughter, bro.
What? To Emma. What did she say?
She's like, because I like to go check on them when I go to bed. I always go into their rooms, and she just texted me and said, "Don't check in on me, please. I'm sleeping naked."
Are you serious? Like,
okay. That's what she said. Yes.
What? Yep.
She's a big girl now. She don't want me to walk in on
that. Is that what
she
big girls like, do?
She don't. Well, I don't. I mean, I sleep naked, but I don't know when I started sleeping naked. Sometimes Callum will sleep naked if he's hot, but the fact that she doesn't want me to walk in on it is big girlish. You know.
Like, so do you like? You sleep naked like Just always. There's never as 100%. When's the last time you've never? When's the last time you didn't sleep?
I hope when we went camping.
Yeah, no, I was naked. I mean, I don't know. I might like wear shorts sometimes. Like, fuck, I don't know. I couldn't even give you like a day. Like, I don't know when. A year ago? 6 months ago? I don't know. I usually just sleep butt naked. I guess if I'm at someone's house, like.
Yeah! Our first soundbite, homie.
Let's go. You were focused so much on that, bro. Dude. I saw your face. Like, I thought you were listening.
Dude, it's really hard. I thought
you were listening, but like.
It's a big responsibility, like, just to let you guys know. It's hard to like you got to land it right. You know what I mean? You can't hit these things like late, dude. It's got to be perfect.
That was pretty good. That was a good timing.
That is disgusting.
Naked's disgusting?
I just think it's disgusting to do it in places that other people sleep. Like, people later on sleep on the same. Like, you go to people's house. You've told me this. Like, you'll go, like,
you don't want to know what we did in that bed then. Like, if that disgusts you, you don't want to know what we do. And, you know, like, when we went camping and shit.
I get what where you're going with it. Tell me.
Maybe. You might. I mean, you may or may not. All right.
I'm just saying, like, I just feel like, yeah, you just sleeping naked is like your butt cheeks are just all over the thing. I don't know. It might not be disgusting.
You're taking a shit, not wiping, and going to sleep or what?
I mean, you never know.
You dripping shit? Yeah, you dripping shit out? Is that why?
That's what I was kidding at.
Hey, last episode or a couple episodes ago, you guys said you guys fart tremendously bad at nighttime.
No, morning time. It's me.
No, mine's at nighttime.
I mean, I'm not blowing. Like, I'm not getting shit.
It's just a little different. Like, do you think
sharding?
I'm not sharding. I'm just farting.
Yeah, but do you think farting without something on is worse than farting with something on? Like, it's like having a mask on for COVID, right? It's like having a mask on. You're blocking shit. If you don't have a mask on your asshole, it's just.
You mean like smell wise? Like, no, being no, able like, to smell because I'm naked.
Shit coming out your
like
ass.
Nasty. Like nasty. Yeah, like you're farting right onto the sheet, bro.
I'm not blowing out. I don't think I'm blowing out like little doo-doos.
Chunks.
Yeah, like I'm just farting. Like,
so they say there's what, thousands of millions of little particles that come out of our mouth when we talk. You're trying to tell me that there ain't no thousands and thousands of little particles that come out of your ass when you fart?
I mean, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's no big deal to me. Like, I don't find it disgusting at all. My wife doesn't find it disgusting, so I'm good.
Yeah, it's fine.
I sleep forever, but I don't know. Like, I'm sure some stuff comes out, right? Like, isn't that what the smell's from? Like, the air and there's stuff in that too. I mean, I ain't the scientist here, but you're probably right. Sure. It's a little more gross if I'm butt naked, but it's so comfortable. Have you never slept naked then?
I've never slept naked. Well, I mean,
I have. I like it.
I love sleeping naked.
I don't do it.
I sleep in my underwear.
If you like it, then do it, bro. Set yourself free. Just do it. Do what makes you happy. Asenya's like, no, you can't.
Kids walking. No, nothing like that.
Do your kids sleep in your bed with you?
No. Asenya shuts that down.
We got nice. We got little doggy beds. They just make a bed on the floor.
Like, Every now and then they'll do that. But Azazel's a real hard one where he's in our room right now. I'm right here. Senya's right there, but he's in our bed. He hates sleeping in the room.
And then
he's
you'll put him in the room before you go to bed?
Yeah.
So your excuse is kids, but it sounds like the kids don't sleep in there.
Our door's open. I mean, the morning.
You sleep with your door open?
Wake you up. Yes.
With my that's door scary. Open. I could not sleep with my door open. That's like sleeping.
We have kids, bro. Dude.
That's like, fool, they know how to open a goddamn door. Dude, that's like
it's quick access to your kids.
You still got monitors and shit too, or what? You got baby monitors?
In Charlie's room, we do, yeah.
All right, that makes sense. I forgot.
She's a baby.
You got the baby still, okay?
Yeah, I hope you feel like an asshole, Mark.
I know, dude.
I do not. I just forgot. Forgot about that. Yeah, that's a little different. So what we're shooting is older, though. Like, you're not going to, like, for me, it's scary to leave the door open because of, like, just horror movies, and then fucking the blankets. Like, I can't sleep without a blanket covering my foot. Like, I have to cover my feet.
I don't know about that, but
I have to cover my feet.
Yeah, I ain't a little bitch. I ain't afraid of the boogeyman still.
Shit. I don't know what it is, but I'm fucking trips
You're
me out.
You're still scared of it, huh?
So you have to cover your feet at night?
While I'm sleeping. Yeah. Yep.
Do you sleep like with socks my top on? Half? Did you just say you sleep with socks on or you don't sleep with socks on?
No, I don't. I sleep butt naked.
Oh, yeah.
Booty naked. Head to toe, dog. I'll wear
Does your wife sleep naked, too? I mean, I don't know if you want to put her out
she
there.
She doesn't.
She doesn't?
Mm-mm. Nope. Maybe she's worried about her fart dust.
I mean, what is her what is her fart dust? What is her reasoning? Have you ever asked her?
Why doesn't she sleep naked?
Yeah.
I mean, I think her boobs.
Like just annoying, or the kids got, walking in and seeing boobs?
Annoying. She got big old bitties. Sorry, Sam, putting you out. I think that's one thing she said in the past, but I don't know.
So your boobs don't annoy you at all?
They have been, yes. They have been annoying me. That side fat coming off.
I was going to say, bro. When I see you got some big old bitties too, dog. You got some big old bitties too.
Oh, she's got to watch out getting too close to these nipples. She'll get poked in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
She's like, is that a roll of quarters or are that your nipples?
She knows that answer. Always my nipples.
Never keep a roll of quarters on me.
One of my kids has paid me a roll of quarters.
I was going to say, speaking of socks too, like, have you guys ever, this is something I seen the other day where it says there was a percentage on it. I don't know what it was, but it was a high percentage of men will wear a pair of socks. Let's say, like, you go grocery shopping at 5 o'clock at night after you got a shower. You put a pair of socks on to go grocery shopping. You'll come home. You'll take those socks. No, it's just a thing I've seen. You'll take your socks off next to your bed, go to sleep or whatever, and you'll put those same socks on the next morning.
Oh, God, no.
I don't put the same socks on. I put those right in there.
I never do. Yep. It doesn't matter how long I wore them. If I wore them for an hour and I take them off, I never put them back on.
You do? Seems like you do.
No, I don't. I just want – I was thinking, I was like, somebody has to do that. Because, like I said, the percentage of it was pretty high. You could ask Sophie, like, one thing I do that she hates is I'll walk around the whole house barefooted just because.
You said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Doo-doo. One thing I do.
Woo! Get it. Oh, that was good.
It's so hard. What's weird is that one has a delay, dog. That one has a delay, so like I gotta be early on that one. Gosh, it's so hard. Anyway, doo-doo.
So what do you do?
The one thing I do is I walk around the house without my socks on. She hates that. She thinks it's disgusting to have something not on your feet, but I don't know. I can't have socks on my feet when I'm just home. I can't. I'd rather walk around with like
barefooted.
I'd rather walk around barefooted, but she's like, they're going to get stuff all over your feet. Your feet turn black. I'm like, I don't care. I'll take a shower. I don't
wash
like
my
the,
feet.
Yeah, I don't like the feeling of having socks on my feet.
Don't you go wash your feet usually anyways?
Yeah, I'll wash my feet sometimes anyway. I mean, that's when I get home. Like, that I mean,
yeah. Yeah, man. I don't wear socks. I'm not wearing socks right now. I do have my slippers on, but I don't care.
See, I can't, I don't even really like to wear slippers unless I'm going outside or something. Like, I don't wear slippers just to walk around the house in. You might as well wear socks, same. I guess. Maybe not.
Put shoes on.
My feet, mine is more because my foot's hurting today. Like, the bottom of my foot.
Oh, gout. Gout's, when I wear these gout's slippers. Coming up on you.
It's just old man, bro.
That old man gout.
It's just old man bones. Not even the gouts, man. Yeah. I've been lucky. I don't have any wood. Oh, I got wood right here. I got wood.
That's not good. We don't have that sound yet.
Not yet.
What? I mean, I asked you guys can I get that sound, and nobody had an answer for that.
Oh, I didn't see that message. It's actually the one I would really like is from Superstore. What we talked about.
That's what it was.
Bo. Remember we talked about it last week, Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
I told him Superstore. He didn't want to hear any of that shit. He's like, no, it's not Superstore. I'm like, yeah, it is. I still didn't want to hear that shit. He didn't want to.
Stupid.
Fucking jerk.
I was wondering
why he wouldn't say anything.
Stupid.
It's so obvious when he's going to
do it. Hold on, like, where, yeah.
He just stops engaging in the conversation.
I'm talking shit, and he just like
stupid.
Not even saying anything, bro.
Stupid.
Stupid. So stupid.
We need a lot more sounds, dude. We need a lot more sounds.
It's just gonna be a fucking podcast of sounds.
Hey, hold on, really quick. I wanted to bring up something really quick. Mark's first time. I don't know if this is officially his first time, but this is officially in a competitiveness state. This is his. Everybody, give it up for Mark's 0-4 start as a coach of his little girls basketball team. Give it up for his 0-4 start, everybody. Give it up for him. Give it up for him. Give it up for him. Dude, how's that going? 0-4?
First of all, I'm not 0-4, motherfucker.
It's 0-5.
That shit right.
It's 0-5. It's got to be 4.
0-3. We're an 0-3 with a tie, dog. We tied.
Oh, you got a tie. You got a tie, my bad.
Yeah, you got a tie. All right. Damn. Give me that tie.
How does that feel, though? Does it feel good?
Fucking feels great. Half my girls, like more than half, I've had like, I got a team of 9, and I think 4 of them have played basketball. So like, none of my team really knows how to play basketball, all right?
It's like a coach. Good. It's like a coach getting fun. On in the NFL.
First of
getting,
all, let's compare the 9 years old, the 9 year olds that I'm coaching, 9 to 10, the 9 years olds and the 10 years olds to fucking NFL right now. Go.
I'm comparing the coaching.
Yeah, please do.
It's like an NFL coach coming out and saying, "God damn, my team just sucks. Those fools are garbage. It has nothing to do with me. They're just garbage."
Well, I can't make them go in there and rebound. I tell them what to do.
It sounds worse saying that about 9-year-old girls than it does saying it about some grown men in the NFL.
I'm just being really real, dog. Like, it ain't really my fault that they haven't played. Like, we literally had one girl who got like, who got a steal, and she was like wide open, and she was super excited, and she just straight up fucking ran like she's Marshawn Lynch, dog. She just like grabbed the ball, and I swear she had a stiff arm out and just trucking people, and the rest were like, they're like call the whistle, but they seemed hesitant. Like, she knows she's traveling, right? Like she knows she can't run from half the court to the hoop. Like, so you know, it happens. All right. We're doing all right. As long as they're having fun, and it seems like they're having
that's
fun.
That's what it's all about.
I mean, I did have one girl cry last loss. You know, we lost 26 to our, what was it, 26-6 2 weeks ago. And, like, she was, like, crying within the game, and I'm like, damn. And I'm like, it's okay. Well, he's like, we'll bounce back. Use that in your next game. Like, remember, you know, like, it ain't fun to lose, but it's part of learning or whatever. Trying to be motivating, you know. Try to say the right things to 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds. It's hard, dude.
Gotta tell him there's no crying in baseball.
And then I
or
slap
basketball.
Him.
Basketball.
No crying.
Sorry. It's from
whatever ball game it is. You know,
whatever sports you're talking about.
Whatever it is. It sucks, though, man. Like, we come out strong. Well, we came out strong the first 2 weeks. We put up, like, 20 points the first 2 weeks. And the last 2 weeks, we put up 8 this week and 6 the week before. So I don't know if it's just these girls are playing are more aggressive. It was a really aggressive game this last game. Like, there was fouls constantly. They were just hacking each other, dude. But it's been rough, homie. I don't like to lose, and it's hard to lose, but it is what it is. It's, you know, they're having fun. It's all that matters, right? Shit. Fuck.
You just got to get, I mean, not really, but I mean, you just got to get on that level of like Will Ferrell.
Kicking and screaming, huh?
Kicking and screaming, bro. Like, just get a bunch of coffee, kick the coffee machine over. Come on, you guys suck!
Come on. Dude, I'm like, in game, like, I'm trying to, like, I'm showing them, like, you know, get in there, put your hands up, be right next to them, and I'll be in the front of their face, and I'll do, like, a funny face, like, get right next to them, you know, like, just, and they'll kind of giggle and be like, you know, get that close, that's how close I want you to get. Put those hands up. And then turn for the rebound. You know, like, I don't know.
You're doing everything you can, I know.
Emma had a sick-ass crossover, though.
Nice.
Emma crossed this one girl. She got 2 buckets. She didn't really – she missed a couple shots that she usually makes, but she had a whole bunch of steals. She was super aggressive on the defense this game.
Of course, your daughter did good.
Yeah, I was going to say. Just kidding.
I'm not going to lie. She is one of the girls that played. I said there was 4 girls that have played basketball. She's one that has. She had this little Hezzy crossover. She missed her shot, but she got through. Woo-hoo! It was a little nice. Woohoo! That's right. Layups. Yeah. She's mad at losing, though. She wants to win. She's a winner. Last year, they went to the finals, the championship game.
Were you the coach? So that's a big...
I was not. I was not the coach. Hey, well, some of us don't get lucky. Some of us don't get lucky and get a fucking Tampa Bay offensive team like you have, right?
Hey, dog.
And your soccer team. They don't get all the Premier League players straight away, all right? I understand you got all these guys here. All these incentives you're giving them and shit. I know what you're doing over there.
I'm paying for their college. I'll give you five cheeseburgers if you come play with me.
See? I know what you're doing, fool.
Yeah, I did get lucky. We did lose, though. Crazy story. This week, we played Sunset.
What's your record, real quick?
We are 4-1. We got one loss, four wins.
Damn.
And all wins.
Step it up.
So, this loss, too, is the first time we've even been scored on. We have never been scored on. We've been winning.
What was the score?
It was 5-4, so we lost by – they scored 5 points on us. So.
Hey, you got scored on five times this game. Made up for the rest of them.
We did.
Damn.
Anyways.
What was the coach doing?
He was on the sideline.
What were you doing, coach?
I was
trying
to stop a kid from –
why are you letting him score five on you guys, dog? Come on, coach.
It's kind of hard to do what you're doing when you have – I'm 4-1 and you're 0-4, even though you're trying to say you're 3-1.
0-3 with a tie.
0-3-1?
0-3-1. Hey, NFL has it in real life.
Anyways, they can
have ties too.
Yeah, this game, I had a kid, so I'm coaching eighth grade, my son's eighth grade team at his school. And this kid, he got a red card, and I'm not really sure exactly what happened, but this ref was so bad, dude. This ref was giving red cards yellow cards for the stupidest things. And our kids are super aggressive, so they're shoulder bumping and everything. So he goes back to the middle. We get scored on, and obviously our kids are super frustrated. So he goes to the middle, puts the ball in the middle, and then my player, he puts his foot on the ball. And he pulls out a red card and he red cards him for touching the ball too soon. And so he pretty much got kicked out of the game. And my player went nuts, dude, got in his face. He was getting in his face, chest pumping him. And I'm trying to run out there and I hear him cussing him out, damn, trying to fight him. And he threw an elbow at him. Well, I don't know if he threw an elbow, but he tried to throw a punch, but he.
Was it an NBA fight?
It was. No, it was a little bit worse.
Dude. Classic, a throwback one, huh?
Yeah, he throws a punch, and then one of our players hits his elbow so it doesn't hit the ref. And so I run out there and I grab him, I'm like, get to the sideline. And when he gets to the sideline, we push him to the sideline a little bit. He tries to run around us to go back after the ref. Dude, he was
how old
totally,
is this kid?
He's in eighth grade, 14.
Damn,
so,
dude.
He's totally trying to fight this
Loco
ref,
out
dude.
There.
And so, so that was crazy. And then after the game, we go to shake hands, and I can see in his face, he's going to try to do something. And, all of a sudden, he's just, fast-paced walking towards the ref. Fast-paced walking, he's about to go kill him. And I just yelled at him. I'm like, his name's Anthony. And I was like, Anthony, stand next to me now. And he, looked at me, and, he could tell I was already done, you know. So he came, and he stood next to me the rest of the day. But I'm like, bro, an eighth grader tried to fight the ref, dog. It was nuts. It was that.
Were the refs older? Were they, adults?
Well, the ref was, a 50 year, he was an older man, yeah.
An old dude?
Damn. Yeah, a straight.
See, we got we got high schoolers fucking reffing our games.
Now they bring out high schoolers. They bring out actual certified. They gotta have a certification and stuff.
Yeah, damn,
but,
dude.
But yeah, it was crazy. So I chuck up the loss to that. You know,
to that, was that early in the game or what?
No, it was the last 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We could have scored a goal, though. We could have scored a goal in the last 10 minutes.
You don't think it was because they were losing?
Damn, I'm sure. Yeah, the frustration was definitely because we were losing. Yeah, it was bad.
So all he did was put his foot on the ball, and the ref kicked him out.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I seen, and that's what they're saying. They're like, obviously the kids are saying, but I don't know if he said something at the same time. You know what I mean?
Some shit, bro.
Yeah, if he said something, dude. After he was like, when I was trying to pull him back, he kept telling the ref, "I hope you fucking kill yourself. I hope you." I'm like, oh my god, dude, this kid is so mad right now. I was kind of nervous.
You're like, I hope I don't ever get him mad. Yeah,
I was a little nervous. He's about to try to turn on me. I was like, dang, this kid is freaking heat it, bro. The crazy thing is I talked to him after the game because that kid, he's the best player on our team. And I'm like, dude, you got a chance to go places, bro. You gotta learn how to keep your composure, homie. You're getting crazy on a ref for a red card. But that ref was bad. It's crazy because the coach on the other side, I talked to him before the game, and he was like, hey, dog, this ref sucks. The other coach told me. Because the school that we went to their school, and I guess he's their ref every game.
Look, his only loss, and he's blaming it on the refs already, yeah, bro.
It's the ref.
His only fucking loss he's got. Bro. Yeah. It's part of that Raiders conspiracy. It has to be part of the Raiders conspiracy. The NFL is after Jay now.
Yeah, can I get a...
God, man. Oh, he's got to find it.
It's too late.
Hey, yo.
What are you drinking, Mike? You're drinking water out of a wine glass?
Drinking wine out of a wine glass?
Wine out of a wine glass. Nice.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Is this cool? I just wonder if this is this for show for the podcast for you?
Yeah,
Or do you drink wine every night?
I drink almost every single time.
He's been drinking the whole time.
Yeah, I know, but you're not a... That's what I'm saying.
He switched it up, too, though. He had
actually, if you ask the wife, I'm an alcoholic now. I drink almost every night.
That's okay.
That's good for you. That's almost the definition of an alcoholic, for sure.
I don't get drunk.
I mean, you drank five of those mics while we had the last podcast, for sure. You got to be pretty close to tipsy at least, bro.
Dude. I only had three or four.
We can't even go back and look at footage. If we had this going back then, we could.
We could go back and look at footage. Now it's all recorded, so you can't really do much. Good.
It's only half a bottle.
Keep up the good work, Mikey.
And then, hold on. I don't know if you can see that right there. You see it?
Encouragement there, huh?
Do you see it? That's another big ass bottle right there.
Yeah.
What is it?
Nice.
The Stella Rosa Black.
Stella Rosa. I don't know what that is. I don't know anything about. Was that wine?
Yeah, it's wine.
Oh, I don't know.
Super sweet anything wine. About wine.
It's pretty much
I could drink
punch.
Some sweet wine, though.
It's like punch.
Yeah, cool.
It's like juice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like
sweet
wine.
This one's pineapple flavor.
Pineapple
Since
wine.
We're on our first, we're on our first pineapple video.
Wine? How much was that shit? $2.99?
$10.
Damn, pineapple wine. Show me it. I want to see what that tastes. I want to try it. What is it?
You want to see what it tastes like, huh?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Stella. Oh, it's the same brand you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
All
right, cool.
They have peach
flavor.
That's
all he drinks.
Yeah, it is because it's sweet.
I like sweet. You ever drink wine, Jay?
Only when Michael brings it over to the house.
Nice. Sam likes wine. She's a wino.
A wino? Is that what they call
those
people?
She's a wino, bro.
Yes, they do.
People that drink wines, yeah. She used to drink wine all the time. She doesn't drink as much anymore, but I know this dude who fucking...
What do they call people that drink liquor? Hard liquor.
I don't know. That's a question for one of our dads. They might know. Call one of them. They're like, oh, yeah, that's what they used to call me back in the day. Shit.
Licoro.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh, there's this guy I know who will travel. I'm not going to name names, but it's someone that will come visit from time to time. But they'll travel, and they'll buy, the box wine.
Say his name.
Box wine and keep it. And keep it in the cooler, and he'll just keep refilling. He'll have like a travel mug almost, you know, but with a straw or whatever. Dude's just straight, that's all he drinks all day, dude. I'm like, damn. And when they're here and when they're visiting and stuff too, just drinking straight out of that, and you don't even tell, you can't even tell. He's definitely a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
You can't tell that he is even drunk, you know? It's crazy.
Before I opened up my own company, I was running another company, and the owner, his brother-in-law, wanted a job, and he was like, bro, if it was me, I wouldn't hire him. He's an alcoholic. So the owner was telling me not to hire his brother-in-law, and so I called his brother-in-law in for an interview anyway. And he came in, and I liked him. I was like, this feels cool. Like, he was super like,
I'm hiring
him. Yeah, so I hired him, and he was like, it's on you, man. He's like, it's on you. He is an alcoholic. I'm telling you right now, he's an alcoholic. And I was like, all right, well, I'll talk to him beforehand. So before I hired him, I told him, I'm like, look, bro, we can't do that at work, blah, blah, blah. I kind of laid down the ground rules and told him, and he knew already, like, that the owner was going to tell me that. And so he's like, nah, man, I promise I'll do my best. Bro, within a month, dude, like, this fool would fall asleep in the bathroom. Like, he would go to the bathroom, and damn, he would disappear, and they would come get me. They're like, hey, Johnny Boy, his name is Johnny Boy. And he was like, they were like, hey, Johnny Boy, he's asleep in the bathroom, we think. And then we'd go up to the bathroom door, and you can hear him just snoring, bro, like, like snoring.
Was it a single bathroom? It wasn't like stalls?
It's a door. Door's locked.
So you can hear him snoring in there?
Yeah, we can hear him snoring. So we like, I'll pound on the door, and I'm like, Johnny Boy! And like, pound on the door. Nothing, dude. Like, nothing. So I was like, dude, I don't know what to do. And so we didn't have a key to it, so I was like, I can either break down the door or I could just leave him in there and not pay him for these hours and then get him in trouble when he gets out. I don't really know what to do. And so I get the owner involved. I'm like, hey, dude, your brother-in-law is freaking knocked out the bathroom, dog. And he's like, dude, I told you this shit was going to happen. I told you before you hired that fool that this was going to happen. So he goes and he tries to wake him up in the bathroom. He's like, he like turns around and hits the back of his foot on the door like he's going to knock the door down. Dude, nothing. Damn. Nothing. This is all like around 3 o'clock, 3:30-ish. His wife, because he doesn't drive because he doesn't have a license because he's an alcoholic. So his wife picks him up from work every night.
Well, you hired some dude who has like a suspended license. Like, oh, he probably just said he doesn't drive.
DUI doesn't have one. Right.
Well, like I knew that beforehand.
Did you have to do background check and shit or what?
Nah, not at my work.
Nah, okay. Nah. I got you.
So his wife comes, and his wife always just comes in and she'll talk to her brother, who is the owner of the company. And when she's walking down, I'm like, hey, dude, we're going to have to tell her husband or like Johnny Boy's just knocked out in the bathroom. Shit. And so she comes in. She's like, where's Johnny Boy? And the owner, he was like, JB's knocked out in the bathroom. And she right away like is like mad. Like, you could just, yeah, she's pissed off. And like, she was like, I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't know how to get him up. And so, like, I almost said his name, but the owner, he, like, goes up to the door, and he just freaking, boom, kicks it in, and we're like, JB! And he gets up, and he had his headphones on, and he was sleeping like this, on the toilet, dog. On the toilet, sleep with his headphones on, just head down. So he could never hear us because music was blasting in his headphones, and he was just sleeping. He still kept his job after. But
yeah. Oh my god. Did he keep his job? Holy shit. Dude. All right, Mikey, so this is what we're getting at. All right, this circles back to you. Okay, you need to slow down on the wine. We don't want you to be the next JB. Okay, you are the next JB, sounds like you're okay because you'll keep your job.
Yep.
So
I'm gonna go work with Jay and keep my job.
That's the thing about our job is like being a screen printer. There's very few of them here. You know what I mean? So it's like it's a luxury to have somebody who knows what they're doing. It's not like you could fire him and find somebody. You'd have to fire him and hire a new person and train them for the next year. So they're not going to get the production done that we need them to. So we just kept him on and gave him another freaking talking and kept him on.
And he's like, all right, I promise this time.
He did it again right before I left, too.
The bathroom?
Fell asleep in the bathroom again? Same thing, bathroom.
Spot, dude.
Yeah. And it was always towards the end of the day because he would be drinking. His thing was whiskey. He would always have whiskey, and he'd be drinking whiskey all day long.
Dude, how can you do that all day, bro? I've been drinking a lot more. Not a lot more, but I've been drinking more than I have lately. Like, this last weekend, we had a get-together, little small get-together for Sam's birthday with a couple friends, and we went through, like, 2/5, a couple beers. It was, like, 7 of us, so I drank way too much. And then the weekend before, for the playoff game, the 3:30 one, I had Clint and another buddy come over, I got so drunk. I didn't want to get up in the morning. Like, I haven't had a hangover in so long, and that
Wait, isn't Clint, does Clint drink?
Dude can drink, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can barely keep up with him. But he likes like whiskey, or like, I don't know. It's not whiskey. It's, no, I think it is whiskey. Yeah.
So I mean, Jesus did turn rum too.
He likes
water into wine. So, I mean, hey.
Dude, he hung out with us. They were him and his wife came over on Friday with us, and we played What the Meme. It's hella fun.
That is a good time. I like that
so game. You guys are pretty much turning them into some heathens, huh?
No, they already are. They're just heathens in a different way. Not
they're
as just, bad as
they're not heathens on Sunday. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah. There you go.
And what is it? Wednesdays and Fridays.
Wednesdays and Sundays. Wednesdays and Sundays, and when the church has an event on a Saturday.
What were we supposed to do for the Hate It Like It Love It?
Really?
Was it remember I tried to ask you, was it season one or season two that you wanted us to watch?
I did season, I thought it was season one.
No, it was supposed to be both of you watched the first two episodes of the second season.
Nice.
I can't remember.
So what'd you do? All right.
What I do?
Yeah, what you do? Nothing.
We didn't have time to do anything, bro. Nothing. We did the pod late
losing
last
games.
Week. Oh, I was so busy. Yeah, we went and saw Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler on Thursday night. It was actually pretty funny. She's funny, dude. I got pretty fucked up that night too.
It sounds like you're pretty. An alcoholic is what it
Maybe
sounds
I'm
like.
Alcoholic too.
It sounds like you've been fucked up quite a bit the last couple days.
I had an edible before the show too.
Dang.
It was a good
you
time.
You know what this little setup doesn't defending. Have? It doesn't have the chat feature.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Where?
On the right. You know what it doesn't have though? It doesn't have the time feature.
Yeah, it does.
Where? I don't have it.
Just go to your studio. Go to your studio.
It says you and two others, 36 minutes, 52 seconds.
Yeah.
Where? Where's the studio?
It's right next to chat. It says studio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, crazy. Dude, this shit's crazy. So are we completely done with the other one now?
It depends how this works out.
Are we paying for the other one still?
Until we know how this one works out.
How much are we paying for this one?
It's the same exact price.
Damn, so you just doubled my rent?
No, I didn't double nothing. If this one works, we're deleting the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. But
wait,
one thing.
Why are you telling me now? Why aren't you guys just
telling me? Don't do nothing. That's
I don't know if it's just if it's going to be like that at the end of cut.
No, it won't. It won't.
Okay.
It won't. No.
I didn't think that's what I was.
That's the one thing they said about this is that it will not look like what it does live. It's going to be. Yeah, so
better.
Well, it looks good on my end, though. That's the thing.
So do I. But you guys,
I look good on my end too.
But you're not on me with me.
Yeah,
you look good. You guys look fine on mine.
I think it's just your personal computer.
Wait,
and your
can they see our chat too? They can't see our chat. Just our video. So Mikey secretly chatted this for some reason, thinking I want to see it. Does Mark's video look like shit?
Why did you think I wasn't going to? Why would you
just say it? I don't know why you had to chat it. Just say it.
There's a bro code around here that you don't put out our messages, dude. Now I'm going to be scared to write things in the chat, dog.
God, okay. My bad.
I want to put your shitty Wi-Fi on blast.
Damn. Yeah, okay. My Wi-Fi? Oh, hold on. Let me try switching it. Do you want me to switch it?
Is there no, just leave it.
No,
just,
no, don't.
Just
leave it.
Just leave it.
Oh, yeah, because both of you guys look good.
It's fine.
Damn, G.
Oh, shit.
I'm looking at myself thinking I look good. But
you do look good. Okay. I see. Dude,
He's actually dressed. He got the hat on here.
I've been noticing that I inspire change, dude. In this
I'm going to go shave right now, dude. I'm going to shave right now.
Look at Mark, dude. Just growing out the stash, growing out the beard. Just trying to be like,
not coming in thick,
just trying to be like his cousin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to be like Big Bro, man.
Big Papa, the Penny Dropper.
Big Papa, the Penny Dropper.
What sucks is I need to go get it shaped up though. Looks like a grizzly bear right now.
I just got mine shaped up yesterday.
Speaking of grizzly bear, what animal would you want to be? If you could be any animal, what animal would you want to be?
An eagle. A T-Rex.
No, you can't. I said one animal, and you're like choosing a bunch.
He's just naming them all.
Yeah, T-Rex. And
what other ones would you want to be?
T-Rex. It should be T-Rex. Dude. Fish. T-Rex.
Did you say ants? Did you say
ants?
Ants.
Really? A T-Rex?
Yeah, why not? Cool.
I mean, they're extinct. That's probably one good reason why you wouldn't want to be one of those. Like, we're
talking. That's exactly why I want to be them.
Damn.
Damn, it just got real dark.
It's got really dark right now. This is what anime does to people, by the way.
Right?
Anime or the alcohol? One of the two.
I guess a cat. Like, I wouldn't mind just being
a cat. A cat?
He's trying to be Easter, dude. He's trying to be Easter, dude.
I'm trying to just chill.
Living
bro.
The dream.
Just get, yeah, just chilling out. Fucking roaming the hood. All over the wall. Don't give cat? A fuck.
Just out of chilling. All the animals in the world, you want to be a cat? No.
I don't know. It seems like all the other animals, like you're thinking of, you still have to do a lot of work. Like if you're going to be a bear, you got to hunt to live. Like,
no,
you're not
going to
take care of.
That's exactly what
you're
I want to be as a bear. I want to be a bear.
Like, I want to get taken care of. I just want to be lazy and chill out, eat my food, watch TV with people. Like I just want to chill. Like I ain't trying to.
So you're trying to live the most human life you can, but as an animal.
That's how I'm taking it. Yeah. There you go. I like it. I'm just trying to chill.
I would choose bear. They get to hibernate for like half the year.
Just sleep.
Winter.
It's too much. That's it's a quarter. Too much sleep though, dude.
I mean, depends where. Depends where. Alaska's winter is probably pretty long, and that's where a lot of bears are.
Do you think their bears hibernate
a lot
the
of
whole
bears
time?
Are. There's a lot of bears there. I'm sure there's a lot of bears up in your guys' mountains and shit too. Just different kind of bears.
There's all right amount. No
black bears.
I mean, not Alaska.
I think camping, are you just thinking bear like, attack.
Dude, did you hear about that bear story?
Me? Yes, I've heard about it. Have the people heard about it?
Crazy. I don't know.
The people?
So, Mr. Luscious Hair over here decided. Anyways, no.
So nice.
We went camping at Balch Park for all my Californians that know where Balch Park is at.
Balch Park?
Balch Park. Yay. We decided. What year was this, Mike?
It was like 2 years ago. That's 2 years ago. It wasn't this last summer. It was the summer before.
You're right. My bad.
It was the summer before Mark got here, or before we did the trip.
Okay,
so 2 years ago.
2019. Let's say 2019. 2018 probably.
2020? 2020?
All right, anyways, 2020.
You say he's going 2018, 4 years ago.
His math was off, dude. Let him tell a story, dude. He's a storyteller.
Stupid.
Watch
your
dumbass.
Dumbass.
There. I pressed it for you, all right? There. Dumbass. Anyways, so in 2020, we went camping in Balch Park. There was like probably 16, I think, of us, almost 20 of us. The whole family pretty much went besides my mom and dad, a couple of people. But we all went camping in tents in the mountains, big old sequoias around us, super nice. Stayed Friday night. Michael had kind of a hell of a night because his daughter, it gets the cold baby. Up there at night in the middle of the night. And his daughter was what? Probably a year old at the time. Not even. Yeah. So she was a year old at the time. So he tried to sleep in a tent with a 1 year old and
she had her playpen and everything, but it just
wasn't
of course.
Happening. But she had a kind of a rough night. It wasn't that bad. I didn't think, but it was bad enough to the thing about where we went is it's like completely dark and completely quiet at night. Like
dead silence.
Dead silence. You're scared to even freaking make a peep because people can hear it and it echoes throughout the whole park. Besides, we were sleeping our campsite was next to some people that were kind of partying late or whatever.
Some rowdy.
Yeah, they were kind of rowdy or whatever. And anyways, so Michael decides Saturday to spend all day Saturday and to leave Saturday night. I tell Michael to bring a pistol with him. He's all, you want me to bring the pistol? Michael has one of my pistols that I sold to him that it's a compact pistol. So it's a compact gun. It's smaller. It's easier to carry around. So he brings the compact gun. I don't bring a gun. So Saturday night he leaves and he's like, you want to keep the gun with you? And I'm like, nah, just take it home. We're leaving tomorrow morning anyway.
Like, I don't need it.
Yeah, I don't need it. Take it home. I'm leaving tomorrow morning anyway. So he leaves late at night, probably about 8 or 9 or whatever. They leave. We get into our tents late, obviously. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, we hear a noise. We hear noises in our ice chest. And It's a bear. You could just hear it like gushing the ice around, like getting all the food out and getting all the stuff out. He's like gushing his the ice around. And Michael has a big old Stella Rosa that everybody can see on the camera. You think that nobody can see, but we're live now. You know that?
I get that. Look at the bottle size different, Martin.
It's a big boy. It's a big bottle right there.
It's heavy.
It is. Damn. Anyways, so Sophie wakes up. I wake up. I don't know who else wakes up at that time at 2 o'clock. But Sophie's like literally shaking, bro. Like shaking. Like her stomach, her core, everything's shaking. I'm shaking because I'm scared as hell. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm scared that my kids are going to hear it and wake up and start crying or, like, start making noises and stuff.
Well, I would have been freaking
out. I had a little pocket knife that I pulled out, and I literally took out the little pocket knife. I'm like, if this thing comes to our tent, I'm fighting, right? And so as it's there, I'm getting bolder and bolder, but I'm still scared as shit, dude. Like, I'm scared shitless. I told Sophie, I kept telling her, I'm just going to scream at it. I'm going to scream at it and make it run away. And she's like, no, you better. Like, she's like cussing at me
just
pretty much.
As he's out there doing nothing, or is messing with your shit, you're thinking,
dude, like, okay,
out
so this ice chest is literally probably 2 feet away from Asia's tent and her kids. And Sean wasn't there, so it was just her kids. She had, I think, Kika in the tent. It was like,
sorry, real quick. Can we look up what you're supposed to do if there's a bear around? Like,
yeah,
if screaming
than the
is,
bear.
Like, yeah, is it is screaming like, what
be
is this?
Bigger
it
than the bear.
Yeah, be bigger and scream.
So
at
screaming
the bear.
Would screaming would scare it though. Wait,
I
there.
Mean, you don't know yeah, that though. You don't know.
But you
got to
look bigger and scream. Okay. You can't be small. And
I was
scream.
Just wondering. Yeah. Jay's, yeah. I mean, Jay could probably pull off a.
But
bear
you
got to
figure it was nighttime too, though.
It was night, and he was eating food. I don't know if you're supposed to scare a bear off when he's freaking eating your syrup. You know what I mean?
Well, I
like, this fool ate our whole bottle of syrup.
The whole gallon of milk.
Like, I don't know if you want to try to scare him off while he's trying to eat. Anyways, so he's like 4 feet away from us, 2 feet away from Asia, couple feet away from Marissa, and he leaves. So I'm like, cool, we feel safe again, like we're cool. And I'm like, should I go out there? It's like pitch black. I told Sophie, should I go out there and put our ice chest and everything in the truck just in case? You know what I mean? Let me go out there and put the food away. And she was like, no, you better not leave this tent. Like, she's telling me, you better not. So I'm like, no. So we literally stay up. No, she's, and it's dark, dude. You can't see nothing, bro. So we stay up from like 2 to 4, and then it comes back at like 4 o'clock. So pretty much it goes to everybody's campsite. I'm sure not everybody, but it going down the path, it's going to a few campsites, and it comes back on the way back to where he's going into our campsite and starts doing it again. This time he stays for like 45 minutes.
Oh,
just
damn,
drinking.
Fuck that.
Drinking, bro, just gushing. And this time Asia and them are up. Everybody's up. I can hear everybody. They're all scared. Everybody's shaking, scared. And I told Sophie, I'm just going to scream at I'm getting pissed, dude. Like, you know how, like, somebody's doing something? Like, if somebody does something to your kids, you're going to be pissed off, right? So yeah. That's the feeling I started getting. Like, this motherfucker, dude. Like, I'm going to freaking, like, I wanted to fight him already, dog. Like, I'm going to attack this fool.
Step up to him.
Yeah. And she didn't let me. And I was, like, trying to kind of yell at Sal. Was the only other guy there. Brian and Katie were there, but they were, like, up on another campsite. So they didn't hear or see or go through any of this at all.
Oh, damn.
So there was no other guy there. I think it was just Sal, right? Yeah, just Sal. And, yeah, so I was Sal trying to get Sal up because I'm like, if Michael was there, I'd be like, okay, Michael, I'm pretty sure he's going to bum rush this thing with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, is that what you're going to do, Mikey?
Hell no.
You had the pistol, though, dog.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good
he's
point.
Like,
yeah.
He's
different.
Like,
no,
I'm
that's
with
different.
Sophie. Let's stay in this goddamn tent. I ain't doing nothing.
I ain't
I'm pretty
no
sure.
2-inch pocket knife at a bear.
I'm pretty
the
sure.
The gun would have been different.
Is that Departed? Isn't that Departed where Leonardo DiCaprio, like, fucking takes on a bear? Have you guys seen Departed?
I don't think that's Maybe Departed.
That's not,
but
no, that's not Departed. No, I'm completely wrong.
But you're right about
the
actor.
That movie?
You're right about the actor.
It starts with a D too, I think. Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with a bear. I would probably just.
I'm pretty sure if I would have had the gun that night, dude, I'm pretty sure I probably would have let a round off in the air.
Scared
to try to scare it. Yeah. So I'm kind of glad I didn't have the round because I would have did something stupid like that because I was so scared.
You would think someone else would have a gun out there. I mean, shit.
Well, the thing is, we woke up. It finally, when it leaves, it's dawn or whatever. You get up and you see, like, it's a little bit of light. I get up and the people right up, like, the next campsite up, They're like, hey, you guys all right? I'm like, yeah, you guys good? He's like, dude, that motherfucker was huge. He told me the guy was like, he said, so his ice chest was on like the bench, like the park has benches at every little site or whatever. And his ice chest was on top of it and he knocked it all the way down. So that's what woke them up. And he's all, so I opened my tent and I flashed the flashlight and he's all, dude, that fool was just laying down, just drinking the ice and stuff out of the ice chest, just laying down, bro. Like, and he was all, jeez. He said, I flashed him with the flashlight. I said, oh, fuck that. And he closed the thing back up and he went back in the tent, bro. It was hilarious, dude. So yeah, nah, screw bears, man. I don't do bears.
But you're trying to be one.
Yeah, that's the thing is like everybody's scared of you. You get to hibernate, right? And you get to have babies while you hibernate. Like it's just.
Do you?
Yeah, like that's
when they get down.
That's when they get down.
I thought they just literally sleep.
No, I looked it up. They don't. Look it up.
You looked up when the bears have sex. Trey's over here looking up when bears have sex.
I want to make sure I definitely want to be a bear.
Let me be ready for this question. I want to make sure I can still have sex.
You're really looking it up. Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know shit about shit, so I just assume that's when they just hibernate. Like, sleep.
I just thought it was hilarious that you want to be a cat. That's funny, dude.
Dude, I'm down to be a cat. I'm fucking jealous of my cats, bro. Like, I literally had to pick up some throw up.
Untrue, Jay. Untrue. Oh, let me show. Let me share my screen, dude.
What's untrue?
Did you literally look up to have sex during that?
No, I said procreate. Well, you gotta choose your words wisely.
Fancy words.
No, okay, but I'm saying okay. Yeah,
you're right. Bears mate during hibernation. Untrue. The mother's metabolic rates are slowed by hibernation.
Stupid.
But they wake.
Stupid.
Stupid.
All right, there. I did it, okay. Stupid. Anyways, I'd be a bear. I'd be still be a bear.
Well, what did you say? Bear so or T-Rex, Papa
bear. So T-Rex bear.
And a freaking house cat. Easter specifically.
Easter's got the
Easter's a freaking line, hoe, man. I bet too, dude.
They're both fixed, so I don't think they do. I think when you're fixed, like an animal or some shit, like you don't still do it.
That would suck if you're a human and if you got fixed, you couldn't do it no more.
I would not do it. Yeah.
Would not have gotten fixed.
Yeah, but then you have the risk of having a baby all the time.
Fuck it.
Birth control.
I would take that risk.
Would you?
Yeah. Yep.
If there was no such thing as birth control?
Our condoms, yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Then not have sex? You're damn, Pamela, for real, Mikey.
Pamela?
You're cool. You would take Mike, that. You wouldn't.
Mike is
you
still doing things thinking that people don't see him. If people see what you're doing.
I'm just not interrupting your conversation, what you're saying.
I got you.
I mean, that's all I'm doing.
You're so nice.
No!
It's common courtesy.
There.
Man. So you would? What about you, Jay?
No, I wouldn't. Hell no.
I wouldn't either.
All right.
I was just trying to play devil's advocate, dude.
For the women, right, Jay?
Let's get into this. Hate it, like it, love it. I'm gonna run the intro real quick.
Oh shit, we can hear it now.
Yeah, they can hear you still too, fool. They can see us, they can hear us.
Hate it, like it, love it. Love it. Do you hate it? Like it, love it, love it.
Do
you
sound like me?
Like it. Hey.
Like it.
All right, so Mark, you're going first.
Want me to go first?
Yeah, I want you to go first. Talk about the show, the first two episodes, you know?
They were great. They were good.
What happened, Mark?
Well, I mean, just from what I can remember, because I didn't watch it, because I didn't realize.
Okay, first tell everybody what show it is.
And Black Mirror.
Black Mirror on Netflix.
Black Mirror. on Netflix. Came out a few years ago. It's been a while since it's been out.
Been out maybe for even a longer. Good while. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been out a minute. Pretty sure the first episode was about
Hold on. Really quick. Can you give us if you hate it or you like it or you love it? Hold on. Drum roll.
Am I still holding on?
I don't know why the drum roll didn't play.
Nice.
Why perfect. Isn't the drum roll playing?
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Can we go back? Can we edit that out?
I mean, you probably could, right? No, man. Hey. I liked it.
Woo! Yeah! You were a little late. Like, you got to land on the beat a little bit. But, I mean.
Hey, okay, it sounded like I was right on time.
All right, go. So, tell us why you liked it now.
It was a crazy show. I didn't watch it again. This is off my memory. And I only remember the first episode, to be honest with you. But I liked it. The first episode was crazy to me. It was hard to finish that episode. But I like the show itself because it's like a few episodes. Like it's just a different story every time. And they're really well written stories. Like they're cool little stories that they have and make you think about stuff. Like I'm pretty sure one episode is like, well, I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen it. If you're going to watch it.
Yes.
Yeah, or like you have like your cell phone's in your head. Like everything is like in your head and you just see it through like your eyes or some shit. But then you're based on likes. Like your status is based on how many likes you have or what people think about you on like social media or something. That type of shit, which is crazy. And like, you know, but the first episode, I'm pretty sure if it's about like a terrorist kidnapping some Americans and they ask the president to fuck a pig on live TV. So these people can live. So like that shit, that first episode is just nuts. Like that's what I remember from it. Like it was just a crazy episode. It was like, should I keep watching this or should I not? I'm happy I did. Like it's a cool show. Yeah. So I liked it. That's what I remember from it.
Nice. All right. Drum roll. I'll go next. Drum roll. Liked it. I liked it. It was cool. Woo. It was trippy though. It was a little out there, like kind of dark, you know, trippy. Yeah, the pig, the president, oink oink. You know what I mean?
Is that hard for you to watch? Is it crazy?
Oink oink. I'm not going to lie, though. I didn't watch the second episode. I only watched the first episode. I got caught up in another show. I got caught up in another show.
This whole banged out like it's, a 10 series or 10 episode show in like an afternoon on a fucking Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did that.
Yeah. And then I watched this Black Mirror episode, which what's the episode called? I had some notes. There's a name for every the National Anthem. Is the first episode is the one I watched. Michael, you're on mute, by the way. You're talking in the mic with no sound.
My bad.
Wait, you didn't know you were on mute? I thought you knew.
No, he kept talking. Did you not hear his phone? Are you not hearing?
My bad. Dumbass. You're an ass.
Stupid. Do the stupid one, too.
Stupid. I'm just going to use the mute on my... I'm just going to use the one on my mic so I can see it.
Hey, do you guys know who that is?
No.
Stupid?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Stupid.
No.
It's that dumb rapper. I found it on the clip, or like when I was looking for clips. It's that what's the one that has like his hair pink and yellow and rainbowish? Got arrested for snitching or something?
Turkish 6ix9ine or something 6ix9ine.
Turkish.
Takati?
Turkish. Yeah, Bugatti? Turkish, huh?
This was a Turkish.
I don't fucking know, fool. They got crazy ass names now, bro.
Isn't that like a place? Turkey? Turkish? Turkey? Isn't that something you would say? Mm-hmm. Oh, anyways. Shit. No, it was Turkish good. I liked it. I'll continue watching it for sure. It's trippy. I don't know if this was a show that I would like watch every like episode like I did, like binge. But yeah, it's a show I might watch every once in a while.
Each episode's different, dude. But...
Okay, hold on. Your turn. My angle's up.
I mean, I loved it. The whole show. I've watched it start to finish twice.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. It's good. It's really good. There's
does it get crazier? Or like, is that as crazy as it gets?
Every episode's pretty much really intense like that. Like Mark said, I mean, we've explained it last week that each episode's pretty much a standalone episode, but everything that's going on is happening in the same universe. You know what I mean? So in the same world. So anything that's happening.
Everyone.
Yeah. So like the prime minister thing pops up in another episode or something else. It doesn't tie into it and it's not of importance, but it shows that it happened in real time throughout the whole, all the episodes pretty much like that. So it's pretty cool.
Wait, it kind of ties together? I didn't get that far. So then
it doesn't tie together, but they're all in like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's all happening in the same universe. You know what I mean? So one episode you have the
I don't feel like you know what he means, dog.
And ten episodes down when the wife loses her
husband.
Wait,
what universe are they in?
Oh my god, dude, there's not a name for it, I'm sure.
There should be. Why not?
They're in the Black Mirror universe. Is that better?
There it is. The BM. So they're in the BM universe.
So everything is in itself happening in the same world, in the same universe. So it's not like it's something that's happening parallel to each other in alternate realities or anything like that. Because there's one where there's an episode where it's like American Idol. And then you have to...
Oh, I think I remember that one. They is have that like in the first season still?
I believe so. Like they're all like they're riding bicycles under, you know what I mean? And you have to buy your
food. It seemed like they were on like a spaceship or some shit.
Yeah, but they're not. Like they're underground.
Underground.
Because that same program that he's trying to be, the girl, he gets the points for the girl to be the singer. Mm-hmm. For that same episode, that show pops up in another episode. You know what I mean? Crazy. Yeah, so
like,
all of
it. Like they're watching it on TV?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so things like that happen. So it's crazy. It's pretty good, though. I love it.
It is a trippy definitely good show. Watch.
Yeah. I mean,
that first episode
it gets out there, dude. It gets real out
there.
I just can't.
I'm so bad at continue to watch those type of shows. Like, I get into, I'll get into them, and then I'm just like, ah.
But that's the best thing, is you don't have to religiously watch them. You can, like Jay said, you would go back to it. You know what I mean?
And like, if I was real bored and I didn't have something to watch, I would definitely go back to it. But I'm more of a guy, like, for instance, the show that I just watched this week, like, it kept me wanting to... Dang, both of you guys are yawning, huh?
Yeah, because nice. I yawn.
They can see that, dude. Don't you have to call us out?
Wake up!
Need to get that one to stir. Wake up!
Wake up!
I'll see if my father-in-law has it. He'll keep it to us. Do you not get that?
He doesn't remember last week.
I'm pretty sure your father. You're gonna tell me your father-in-law doesn't like that song. You're gonna tell me your father-in-law don't like that.
Yeah,
I am gonna. I bet you he does.
He does not, dude. Dude, that song's a banger, dude.
That's a banger, bro.
Head rocker, bro.
Anyways, I don't know what I was saying before that because you interrupted me. Fucked hard.
Whoa.
Hey.
Oh, you guys are both yawning.
Wake up! Wake up!
Anyways.
All right, cool. Happy we figured that out.
All right, so who has the next time. Hate it, like it, lug it, lug it, lug it, lug it, lug it, love it?
Who's it's next in turn. Rotation?
Jay. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Maybe. Ooh, I think it's mine, actually. No, it's mine.
It is yours. It is your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to do food again.
What was your last suggestion, Mark?
With Ninja Turtles, I think.
Oh, that's dumb. Right.
He caught me off guard. Ninja Turtles? Secret of the Ooze.
Movie we've already seen?
Thousands of times?
I want you guys to try some Indian food. I had some really, really good Indian food in Seattle. It was so good. Some curry. I can't remember the exact. It was a curry dish. I would do curry dish. You know, don't do anything. I would look at there's and the cool thing is they have so many different styles of curries. It was so good.
No!
Like the rice and they use naan. Have you guys ever had naan?
No! No! So
look at
fell asleep on the button.
Go ahead. Damn. Sorry. Damn, dude. Why?
Tell again.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, you didn't do all this complaining when Mikey said ramen.
Go.
Damn, hey, you sound like a little fire, bitch, bro. Right now. Hey, I think this was hella good. Like, you liked it? I thought it was, yeah, man, it was so fucking good. It was real, real good.
What kind of curry did you get?
Ah, fuck. I can't remember the name. I would have to ask Sam. Started with an M. There were so many different ones, but this one, like, there's some that are like a coconut based curry, and I don't like the flavor. I don't like coconut flavor.
I hate coconut.
So I don't get the coconut ones. And then there's like red curry. I just read whatever was in it. And this one said like Indian spices, onions. Fuck, what else was it? Like, I don't know. I had it with chicken was my protein. And then they give you, you know, the curry in like a dish and then a side plate with rice, and you kind of mix it together how you want. And I had the naan. You guys should get some naan, dip the naan. And it's basically like tortillas for us Mexicans.
Yeah. It's so like, thicker though.
Yeah. Yeah, they're thick. It's like a bread.
It's like tortilla.
It's like a bread, but you dip it in like the curry or whatever. It's hella good. Like the place I went to was really good. And the medium and their spice level is so different than like ours and shit, dude. Like I got a medium hot. It was so good.
Have you had Indian food before that?
I've had it like twice before, and I was like, I wasn't a big fan, but I liked. So I'm I don't know. Like I liked the place a lot that I went to, and I like curries. Like I will get like the curry stuff. Like I mean, from like Costco and shit. Our Sam's mom has made chicken curry before for us, and it's really good. So I know I like curry stuff. So yeah, I would recommend one of the curries. Try one of the curries with the rice. That's how I would do it. And I'm looking forward to having it again.
Does Indian food have a? I mean, I know every food probably does, but does it have like a strong smell? Like, do you know, like when you smell Indian food, do you know it's Indian food?
It does have. It's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a stronger aroma.
That's what I'm a little nervous about.
Just look up, when you go to one, just try to find one that looks good. Like, look at the rating and shit. Don't just choose one all willy-nilly.
Mom has a vegan Indian bistro right up the street from your house.
Who does?
Ash and Ming. You know what I'm talking about, Jeff?
Isn't that that's vegan, though. Like, what is that?
It's still Indian food.
Nah. Vegan, that means you're not going to have any meat, bro.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
You got to have some meat. Gotta get that meat. It was hella good though. I'm so happy that it was like a last minute place too. Like we couldn't find anything else, and it was so good. Fuck, I wish I could have got leftovers. Damn.
Sounds like you need to go back. You're really liking it.
It was so good, man. Like you don't even know. And I'm like, I wish, but it's in Seattle. It's like an hour away.
You don't have any Indian food by you? Or nothing that you trust?
I heard someone was telling me there's a good Indian place like 25 minutes away from me. So, and Mount Vernon. Up here in Mount Vernon. So, Indian food. Specifically, some kind of curry.
Make sure you send it in the group chat so don't forget.
Yeah, dude. That's going to be tough for me, bro. I don't like trying new food like that, dog.
No, you don't, dude. Damn.
I'm going to do it, though.
Send me the menu, though, and I'll tell you which one to get. No, you choose your own. I would just, if you don't like coconut, don't do coconut. Make sure to read.
Hell no.
Yeah, make sure you read make sure you read what's in it. Like,
unless it's an Almond Joy, no.
You like Almond Joys?
I like Almond Joy. Is that an old person thing, you think?
Mounds? No. You like Mounds, too?
Mounds? I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm.
They're like almost like an Almond Joy?
Yeah. Say made by the same company.
No, I also like the peppermint, like little peppermints.
Like the peppermint?
What is it called? What are they called though?
Peppermint patties?
Yeah, peppermint patties. I do like
thin mints. Thin mints.
Oh, they're peppermint patties, bro.
Yeah, I think they're peppermint patties. Yeah, thin mints are just an off of those the
cookies.
Or something.
No, I think thin mints are the fucking Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Ooh. Which I ordered them.
Dude, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie, though?
I don't buy Girl Scout cookies.
What? I love Girl Scout cookies.
Probably the Thin Mints.
Like, Jay.
It's really the same thing, man.
Yeah, I've never had those, I guess. I don't know. I've never had those.
How can they do that? Just different.
Dark chocolate? Look, dark chocolate. Looks like they're
probably
milk chocolate.
Made by the same company, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think one's dark chocolate, one's milk chocolate.
Okay.
Nope, just only had Almond Joy. I like Almond Joys.
Well, you, I like milk chocolate. If I had to choose between dark and milk, it's always milk.
You're still sharing.
I know.
All right, cool.
We you can gonna show us your favorite candy now?
I mean,
didn't well, I found some extra Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Hold on. Yeah, what's your favorite? What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
The Yorks. Thin Mints for me.
These are
really
good. Samoans are good. The problem with Samoans is they have coconut on them.
What's Samoan? So I've never heard of that.
It's like coconut with chocolate.
That's not what they're called, though. They're not called Samoans.
Yeah, they are.
Can you look up
Girl Scout cookies?
Look up Girl Scout cookies.
They're called Samoans.
No.
All right. If you don't think so.
Oh, my God.
I feel good about it because I literally just.
Yeah, look. Samoas.
God damn it. Right here.
That's my favorite one. That's right. My favorite one, too.
Damn. Does it suck when I'm right all the fucking time?
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, now you're.
Does, it's not fun when you do it to yourself. I want to be able to do it to you. Damn it. I want that. Ah, you dumbass.
I want that. You dumbass.
Yeah, Jay.
Dumbass.
Stupid.
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 Anyways, yeah, that's my favorite one right there, dude. That one, I can eat like. 1,000 boxes of those, probably.
Isn't that coconut, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is coconut. I do.
But you don't really taste the coconut, though. It just, I don't know.
No,
those
you
ones
don't.
Are good, bro.
You're right. I'll give you that one. Like, I will eat those. I will eat those. But nuts, I mean,
the
but like.
Tagalongs?
Yeah, the tagalongs are all right. They have a new one, a s'more. Oh, right there, the Scout s'mores. So I got a box of the Scout s'mores. I got a box of the tagalongs. I got a box of the Samoans. And I got a
you
box
should just
bought.
Damn, bro! You should just got every box.
No. Beach.
Almost full. Hey, I got to support my local Girl Scout girls. I guess.
Yeah, I would say okay. The Samoans. I forget what I used to call them. I didn't think I called them that. I didn't call them Samoans. I feel like that's a
did you
caramel
call
delights
them Samoans?
Or yeah, caramel brand? Delights.
No, that's a different cookie, bro.
Okay, it looks the same. Pretty goddamn close to the same.
That's what I call them, caramel delights.
Is it caramel or is it caramel, Mark?
Caramel, well, whatever.
Caramel. I'm asking Mark. Caramel. Yeah, I'm just curious what he caramel. Says. You're not I wrong, Joe. I was just curious what he said.
No, he's wrong.
No, he's wrong.
Come on. Caramel. You're going to say chocolate? Chocolat?
Huh? Chocolat. Chocolala.
Chocolat. Chocolats.
Anyways.
Is there still well the Samoans look like they have fudge on them.
The caramel delights
the
do too.
Caramel delights only have the caramel. No, I don't see any chocolate. They must have updated them. They decided they put a little brown on it, so they're like, we're gonna call these Samoans now. Fuck it.
Yeah, dude, that's what they used to be called. See, I remember the one on the right is what I call them. And that's how I remember
when's
them.
When's last time you had Girl Scout? Do you get Girl Scout cookies every year?
Yeah, last year, yeah. I mean, I try to. They always, like, have them outside our Walmart. They're always set up, and I'll buy them every time I go, dude.
Supporting.
My
like
favorite. My favorite.
They're
like,
just good,
like
bro.
That. You guys like the Franz donuts? You ever have Franz?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Fucking Franz, bro. I'll show you something.
He's supposed to get up and go to the kitchen. I think he's in the kitchen, actually.
No office.
Dude, you need a quieter keyboard.
I know, dude. I know.
What?
This fool's keyboard is so loud.
Chocolate. I'm sorry, dude.
Clack, clack, these guys.
Just oh, yeah, those are good.
Chocolate deliciousness. You got to put them in the fridge, bro.
In the fridge?
You took a bite. These?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, dude, they got the lemon?
Mm-hmm. Dude, you guys don't have a Franz down there? You got Franz. You got to have Franz down there somewhere.
They look like packaged.
They got
so.
Like. They are prepackaged. They got Franz.
Pumpkin spice
outlets out here, dude. Like little. Where they sell the shit that's about to expire for way cheaper.
That looks good.
Dude, I love it. I used to go camping with my grandma, and she would buy these and always put them in the fridge. And there's so I've been doing it since I was like, 10 years old, eating those cold donuts. Sam hates them. Sam's like, they taste so fake. Like, that's why they're so good.
That's why they're so good.
Have you ever been to McDonald's?
They're like a dollar something, bro. They're
for the whole box?
I might be exaggerating. Maybe $2.29 or something. Exaggerating
for sure.
Dollars.
They're cheap though. They're cheap. There's six of them. I mean, cheap. So do you, dog? Every fucking store you tell me that.
Look,
Sophie's cheap, around. Sophie cheap. Always puts you in check. That's cheap. Not right. Don't,
cheap for you
don't
is not the
that.
Same
That's
for
not
us,
true.
Dog. You guys got hella money right now.
I don't have hella money, bro.
You got hella money. It's not the same. You're in a different category. All right.
I'm still cheap, dog.
A different category.
You think I just like to spend money?
Yeah. We're about to go to Vegas just to spend money.
Oh, man, I'm going on that ride. Someone better go on that ride with me.
Michael will do it.
I don't know what ride you're talking about, but I'm not doing whatever ride you're talking about.
But I'm not doing it.
I have a fear of height.
That's fine. You'll break it.
It doesn't even look that high, bro.
You're falling off the edge of a building.
That looks like
a freaking skyscraper, dude. I'm not doing that.
Hey, so next week, how are we doing next week, by the way? Because Super Bowl's on Sunday. We ain't about to be doing the podcast after Super Bowl, right? We're probably going to have to reschedule the podcast for a sooner date. But anyway, speaking of Super Bowl, dude, I'm hella excited. Who you got? Who you got, Mark?
I got Bengals, fool.
Fuck Bengals?
Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for the Bengals, dog. I'm ready for Joey Burrow. I'm all in on JB.
You do that every year, though. You're all in on whoever is sexy, whoever
you're winning, bro.
Is winning.
Swag, the best,
see,
huh?
I knew he liked his swag. That's why I said sexy. Mm-hmm. I knew you liked him, bro. I knew you liked him. You think he's top mm-hmm. three of the hottest quarterbacks in the
top
NFL
five right now? I mean, obviously, he's in the Super Bowl, and it's because of him. And then because of his defense.
He's talking about his attractiveness. Is he top five of hottest quarterbacks right now?
No. He's just a goofy looking white boy.
He is a really goofy looking white boy.
Isn't he though?
He
rocks his chain and his fucking glasses. It's like
a goofy guy that seem like gets to be cool.
A pro quarterback.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
He's so fucking good right now. Dog.
He is, man.
He's so good.
I'm going them too, just because I want them to win. I don't know if they are gonna win because freaking Rams are good, but I'm going for them. I'm pulling for them.
We'll see if the Rams defense. Aaron Donald, like, I don't know if I just missed it last game, but I feel like I heard Von Miller's name a whole lot more than Aaron Donald, and maybe it's because Aaron Donald helped Von Miller get in there. But, like, I feel like I didn't really see him do a whole lot last game. And then you don't hear much about Jalen Ramsey. You're going to be on recording, too. This is my sister-in-law. She's just getting home. And no one's saying anything.
You want us to say hi? She can't hear us.
I know.
I know she can't hear you, but, like, she waved to you guys looking at you.
We can't see her. We can't see your big-ass head, dude. What do you want from us?
I know. We can't really see her.
So rude, bro.
Okay. Yo, tell Shadi I said, what's up? Is that better?
Whoa.
Hey, I'm married. Settle down, dude.
She turned into a Shadi. Shadi. Shadi.
Dang.
Shadi. Shouty up in the club.
Anyways. Kind of rap song.
Bengals. Bengals. Right. Boom.
Yeah, I got
boom.
Bengals, too.
You want my
Michael
Bengals?
Just shows up. My Michael just shows up to the Super Bowl for
yes,
for
I
the there's food. Two reasons. There's three reasons I show up for. I show up for the food. So mm-hmm. for the commercials and the mm-hmm. halftime show. Mm-hmm. This year, hopefully I win my fucking squares.
Yep, me too.
If I'm done. This is it. I put in $60, and after that, if I don't win, I'm done.
I put in $190.
Oh, that's stupid.
Can I put in?
You might as well just kept your $190.
I put in $190. Yeah, but I put in on a $50 square. If I win one quarter, I win $1,000.
That's crazy, dude.
From
that's
who?
Insane.
Who are you guys doing this with?
I didn't mind, you know.
It's football. I did some with my dad, and I did some with another lady from the soccer team. I could see her walking through.
Invites me to do anything. Why don't you guys invite me?
Who are you waving at, dude?
Somebody behind you, Mark. There's somebody behind you, Mark.
Scares me. Why didn't I get invited for any of these squares?
Because you don't live in California, dude.
I could PayPal. I could fucking Apple Pay, PayPal.
Nah, you suck at Apple Pay. You owe me like freaking $80 right now. You still ain't Apple Pay
shit.
You
want your fucking $80?
No,
you
I don't.
That damn $80? No. I'll send that shit right now.
No, I don't want it.
Send it to my account, Mark.
Yeah. Send it to my account, Mark.
You gotta
see, that's how much money Mark has. It's just like, it's nothing to him right now.
Nothing, dude. I'll send it to you.
It's nothing. Apple Pay? It's nothing.
Damn, you see those shoes I got yesterday, too?
See, and he's buying like $100 pair of shoes now.
I wish.
How much were they? Don't freaking lie, either.
I got no prices about
stuff. How much were they?
You're lying about them, dude.
Yeah.
It's only because you're lying about it.
Excuse me.
That's disgusting.
Somebody's already talked to you about that, dude.
That's what I am, homie. Shit. It is who I is.
Yeah, he put that on there for Sophie's request. Make sure you put it on there for when Mark burst through the mic.
It was that.
Did you really? This one really just sent me $80.
I owed him. Yeah, Mikey's got to start kicking in on that shit too. What's up?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Where's his
20? You waited a year, right?
I did wait a year almost. Shit. I mean, it's $20 a month. So I mean, that's. Anyways. Super Bowl food. So Michael shows up for Super Bowl food. What Super Bowl food do you like? What's your favorite Super Bowl food, Mark, Mike, both of you guys?
We talking about finger food or food food?
Yeah. Wings.
I mean, I feel like Super Bowl is all finger food. Yeah.
Is it all like just snack foods, huh?
Yeah, really. Food. I think so.
I mean, you could probably, you don't smoke a brisket or some shit?
Nah, this year I'm going to cook wings this year.
That's what Clint's doing. He's gonna bring over the wings. He's smoking like 20 pounds of wings.
Yeah, I like wings. Wings are probably one of the best.
The problem with that, I'm not gonna lie. Like if he's bringing it over, I don't know how far he lives or nothing. They ain't gonna be that good when they get there, dog.
Nah, he's close. He's like 5 minutes away.
So he better pull them off, put them in there, go straight.
Okay, just put the trigger in the back of the grill or the back of the truck and do it at your house.
That's the best.
Chili. I like having chili on Super Bowl.
Chili's good. Yep. Dude, I like sandwiches.
Fritos. Sandwiches?
The little sandwiches?
He also likes Miley Cyrus, guys.
What does that have to do with liking sandwiches?
Everything.
Dude, they buy like the
sandwiches
the 12
are
foot
good,
sandwich
but that is the can't be your favorite thing on the Super Bowl.
That's like me saying I want to be a cat.
Yeah. You do want to be a cat. It is not the same. Like, I'm sorry, dude.
You're a simple guy.
I'm a simple man, dude. Sandwich. I'm a simple man.
Are they cut or what?
What is it? The 12 foot sandwiches that they cut.
You like those ones?
Yeah,
you like those style.
Not no fucking Bimbo bread, cheese and Miracle Whip.
First of all, you say Bimbo bread like everyone knows what Bimbo bread is. I didn't know what Bimbo bread was until I went down there.
That's all we get.
Bimbo. Well, I've never heard of Bimbo before I saw it. It might be other places too.
It's Mexican bread is why it is. It's because it's Mexican bread.
I don't believe that it's Mexican bread. I believe it's just
made in Mexico,
Is it made in Mexico?
I don't know.
I bet it's right up the street, dog.
Bimbo is made in Bakersfield, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, that's probably just a local brand or some shit.
It says most Bakeries are USA.
Yeah.
It says what?
It's made here in Bakersfield.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's delicious.
I don't know if it's made here either. I'm just saying that, but.
Is it just white bread?
I feel like you accidentally turned your mic up too, Mike.
I feel like
Mike,
I've never
you turned
had
up your
a
mic.
White bread.
How about now?
Yep, you're good.
I feel like I've never had a white bread that wasn't delicious.
Oh yeah, rainbow bread is trash.
I'd have to see. I've never had rainbow bread.
There was a bread that Sophie used to buy, and I would try to put peanut butter on it, and that shit would fall apart.
The rainbow bread.
It was horrible, dude.
It's awful bread.
Like, you couldn't spread peanut butter on there without, the middle of the bread just folding over and stuff.
it's like a cheap-ass paper plate.
Hell no.
You can't put it in. Just go out in the middle.
Don't even buy it. Just might as well not even use the damn plate. Seriously, I hate cheap paper.
Double plate that shit.
It was pretty pretty.
We used to have to like fucking.
It's like saving. You're saving money to buy cheap plates, but you have to use 10 of them for that fucker to work.
Yeah, you can't like cut anything on your shit. I remember getting like paper plate in my mouth from cutting hot dogs or like chicken, like pull our enchiladas. Like we're trying to cut that shit, and everything else is going with it.
Nah, did you have something new to this?
We had. We had wicker, little wicker things too that you put the paper plates in, like wicker basket mm-hmm. things or whatever.
We had those going up
For like fancy nights and shit.
You have those?
No, we had not oh, now.
So you have
no.
Yeah,
we don't really do paper plates here.
We don't either. We'll do it every once in a while. Like if we
did it when we had people over, like when we had people over and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, we grew up on paper plates almost. I mean, not.
That's what I'm saying.
Michael, like, well, for sure. We used to have paper plates in the house always, dude.
Constantly. Especially when I worked there.
Yeah, this fool used to work for the producer of paper plates.
Was it a paper mill or just where they just do paper plates?
It's not like Manino works at paper mill.
So they then made it's foam. Not a paper mill. It's a paper. It was just a paper plate place.
I mean, they made their. It's because it's foam, it's not paper. It's the paper,
oh, it was the foam ones?
Yeah. So it's not like, well, they. I don't think they did Dixie. We held Dixie product, but we didn't make it at our facility.
So but you guys actually made paper plates there too?
Yeah, we did. That's pretty much all they did was plates and bowls. That's all they made there. Like all the cups and all the trash bags, we only.
I thought you guys were just a big distributor of them. Like nah, they came from somewhere else, but you guys were like the warehouse. Yeah.
Nah, that's only for the cups, the trash bags that we had there, because it was Reynolds.
See, that's a beneficial job, dog. I need somewhere that my with my discount sucking as bad as it sucks now. I need to work somewhere where I get some kind of benefit of free something, like discount. A paper mill. Like I got my. Full like we got Sam's one of Sam's family friends. They work at a paper mill, so every time like we go visit or they visit up here, they bring us like 48 things of toilet paper, like rolls of toilet paper and paper towels and shit.
Like good I'm toilet like, paper damn. Though.
Yeah, I mean it ain't. It's like it's two free. Ply. It ain't nothing. It ain't. It, yeah, it's free. Fuck it.
I don't know if the you know, ply like, really matters though. It just has no, it to does. Be good. It has to be good. That's it.
It's still it's not like it's not because like,
I don't know, I've used Charmin, like the best brand Charmin, and that shit I hate it.
It's too soft.
It's too soft. Too much ply is in there, I guess. I don't know.
I found this to be sexist that we're talking about paper that since we're talking about like toilet paper and paper towels. I saw this in a store. I saw this in a store, and it says...
Can we pull it up on the screen? Oh, okay, never mind.
I don't know how to send it to you. I don't know if no, you can fine. See it very well, though.
No, we can't.
Well hold on. It. You guys both are using MacBooks, right?
Yeah.
Well, couldn't you just send it in a text message, and you can pull it up as your screen under your text messages on the computer?
Damn, you're a fucking genius, Mikey.
Go to share and then go to your... Do you have a
genius thing on there?
What'd you say?
Yeah, here's the genius ass. Thing right here.
You're a dumbass. You're an ass.
I don't like that. I'm not. You're an ass. Not always an ass.
No, Mark. You hold just on. Go to share screen and then go to your text messages on your laptop.
I gotta put it on there, dude.
Dude, don't dude me.
I accidentally called a.
Is this
a? Where'd he go? I just heard it. It made a
co-worker.
Sound. Co-worker? No, lady doop, at doop. Grocery outlet. A man today.
A man you called today? Her a man?
I said, dude, I said, so no, I got a like I said, hurt. I said, I can bag it, man. It's all good. Like, that's what I said. And I didn't. And Sam's like, you know, that was a woman. And I'm like, God damn it. I did it again.
That's super.
Like, I didn't mean to.
I said, ma'am.
I don't mean to. Man.
It doesn't matter if you don't mean to. Still an asshole for it.
That was messed up. Yeah, I know. I know, dude. Let's see. Wait. Oh, wait. I got to do this now? All right, hold on.
I don't have a sound effect hold for on. You're an asshole.
What about your... Yeah,
stupid.
You last one?
I could just that say this. Stupid.
Can you see that now? Or, hey, can you
no,
see
you gotta
it?
No, you got to go to share. You got to go to share, bud.
I'm trying to go to share, brah.
If you yell at me one more time, I'm going to call you.
You're going to call me? Stupid. It said, I'm saying share entire screen, and it's not doing that.
All right, so who cares? Just move on. Just
oh, wait, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it here.
No, I don't really get it.
Hold on, let's try this. Let's see what happens if I do this.
I swear. This is why
you guys can't see that at all?
Yep.
Yes.
You know why? I think it's because I can only share inside the browser. Like, it won't let me share my entire screen. It
doesn't let you share your desktop background?
Mm-mm. Mm. Nice. That's kind of cool. Anyways, move on.
Anyways, damn it. I guess I can try to text it to you, Mikey, and you can try to figure it out.
No, just move on. How about that?
Anyways, it's a picture. You know the Bronny? It's Bronny, right? The paper towels?
Yeah, the guy.
Wait, LeBron.
This one is... Yeah, Bronny.
Just send me a message. Just send it in a text message so we can all see, and then we can discuss it as a freaking group.
Who cares
right,
about that?
Everyone needs to calm down right now, okay?
You guys make things so difficult.
I know. So difficult.
Send hey, who's right about messages? Samoans, all right? Samoans? Yeah, I sent it to you guys. Call Samoans. They're not called fucking Caramel Delights.
I feel like that's a racist thing to say, too. Like, call a cookie after Samoans.
I don't know. I don't. Why would, like, but I don't know. So, this one, did you guys get it yet?
Yeah, I got it. So, it's the girl from the army.
So,
I mean, you didn't say
it. It says, instead of Bronny, it says tackle, and it's her flexing her shit. And what I see when I see that, I see it telling that the woman can tackle that mess. Like, let the woman tackle that mess. Like, I find that sexist. I don't know. I find that not needed. Like, why couldn't it just be Bronny and just be the woman? You know what I'm saying?
So is it Bronny Brand? I was tripping. Wait, they switched the name and everything to tackle?
I don't know. I think, like, that's all I saw. I just saw it. But it looks like Bronny, right? Because it's the same, like, logo with the dude, like, with the person flexing and shit.
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Bronny. No, I'm thinking of Downey. Right?
But
I'm sorry.
But it says...
I've never even heard of Bronny, first of all. I don't even know what Bronny is.
Am I saying it wrong?
No, you're right.
It's a lumberjack dude.
Yeah. All
right. Did you get the picture, Jay?
Yeah, I did, but I don't see anything sexist about this so far.
It's just weird. Why couldn't they just... like, it says tackle. Like, let the woman tackle the mess.
I don't think so, dude.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a paper towel.
That's what
it's saying. That's Bronny.
Yeah, dude, that's totally different, bro.
Oh, you're right. Shit.
That is so different, dog.
What am I thinking of then?
Michael, can you pull up? Can you pull up tackle, please? Can you see?
Yeah, there you go. Pull up tackle.
How do you spell tackle?
I found it very sexist. There's no reason.
Is it tackle? No.
Why it needs to be tackle?
Toilet paper.
No, paper towels. They're paper towels.
Tackle that shit.
That's what I thought he was talking about. That's why I thought you were like,
go tackle that mess. No, like, come on, that's fucked up. Like, hey, this is Bronny. Damn, I was off though.
Dude, you're so off, dog. That's not even close.
Oh, it's the We Can Do It one. That's what it is. Now I do feel like a jerk.
Dumbass! You dumbass! You're a dumbass. Such a dumbass. You're an ass.
You're a dumbass.
That's probably why Sam thought. That's why Sam thought I was crazy.
Dude, that is not even close. I don't understand what's happening right now.
Strong and absorbent paper towel designed to tackle. We can do it. It just, that's, even all that, it doesn't need to be a woman that says we can do it. We can clean up this mess.
Why not?
Because that's sexist, bro.
Why, dude? It's empowering, dude.
I guess I'm the wrong person to ask, right?
Do you know where she's from?
Nah, for something good, I'm assuming.
It was women who worked in machine shops, I think during World War One, maybe even two.
Damn, we're going back.
Do your part. And basically that was their propaganda poster. Like, we can do it. As women, we can do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. We can help out. We can do our part.
They can clean some counters.
See? That's what Jay just see? That's what I'm saying. There it is. Uh-huh.
It's like having a woman on like the dish soap and like having a woman on the
that's what I'm saying
on the freaking Gain box for doing laundry.
Sam was against me too. Sam thought I was dumb for thinking the same thing. So
World War II,
she's a woman.
I mean, they did take
women who worked in factories and in shipyards during World War II. Many who produced munitions and war supplies.
We treat women like shit in this country, dude.
As a whole,
that's what Chelsea Handler's thing was about. Is this all men should just apologize to women? No matter what, if it was you or not. Just
apologize. No matter if it was your fault or not, just apologize.
Just apologize. Yep.
Yeah, dude. Shit. Women are treated so poorly.
So, yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah, so Super Bowl. We're not giving airtime to women. We're not giving no airtime to no women right now, bro.
I love you, women. I love the women. No! They don't. No! Is this how it all got brought up, though? Because the Super Bowl? That's all. Man,
well, I mean, your wife's probably going to be the one cleaning up the Super Bowl mess, right? So
you probably want to
buy her some
tackle.
Some tackle.
Well, I'm going to get it.
What's so funny, too, is when I hear the word tackle,
that mess.
When I hear the word tackle, too, I think of men because I think of fishing, like your tackle box and stuff like that. But they use the word tackle for women to tackle. The dirty mess.
See, you see it now. That's what I'm saying. That shit is sexist, stuff. Huh?
It's hella sexist.
See?
I love that shit, though.
Thank you. I was like, come on. Like, how are you going to have a woman in his tackle and his paper towels?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
But would you not think it's weird if they just had some buff man on the front that just said, well, I mean, they got Mr. Clean.
I mean,
why have anything?
They got one man. Yeah, you're right. They got Mr. Clean. But why have anything? Just name a tackle. Brunny? Fuck it. You don't have to put a picture of any. Well, there. I saw in that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I feel like that's sexist right there.
But it doesn't make sense though. Like it isn't. Like,
and if you go to Home Depot, you're not going to see a bunch of women on like the toolboxes or anything like that. You're just going to see a bunch of men. Like women can't build things, you know.
Make sure we add a little marker to that.
Can we edit that out?
Women
I didn't say they could. I'm saying that's the.
But that can be taken out of context assumption. Right there. Just...
Hey, did you hear about Joe Rogan?
Hey, I saw Joe Rogan's about to get canceled. Apology. Yep, he's about to get canceled.
I saw him put out that apology, man. Yep. He admitted. He admitted, though. Like, that's one thing I can give him. Like, he admitted that he said stupid
shit. I mean, it's kind of hard not to admit it, dog. There's a compilation video of him saying.
I mean, some people could try to lie, though. Some people could try to, like, play it off.
I mean, he kind of played it off and admitted it, though. I mean, he was like, it's out of context, but I mean, I did say it. It was a dumbass thing to say, but I said it in this form, not in that form. And I don't know.
I said it. I was like rapping a song.
Yeah, I said I was just quoting a movie. I didn't know you had to say the N word instead of the actual word.
I said it because it was in the Quentin Tarantino movie. He said it a billion times, and I was just like playing the scene. Yeah, he's an idiot.
What about all the actresses that play it and actors? You know?
God, man.
What an idiot.
That's not good. Like, I don't even follow him, though. Like, I saw Talib Kweli posted it on Instagram. I was like, oh,
bro,
shit.
They posted like, how much did you see how much viewers his podcast gets every single, I think it's every week or every day. It's like 80 million a week, bro. It's by far the biggest podcast ever. Like 80 million a week.
Is that close
to ours? Ours is like, we're like, we're not even in the, you know, we're like a baby, you know. We're not even born, dog, compared to that
Like a fetus?
We're like a fetus. Nah, we haven't even been injected into the womb yet, dog. Man. The dude hasn't even got to hit it yet, homie. Like, it's not even there, dude. We're not even thought of. We're not even
thought of. Twinkle in the eye.
Twinkle in the eye.
I mean, we get like one something.
We're like on the first date. Like, we're on the first date of the couple that are going to have us one day, you know?
Well, this date's been going on too long for nothing to happen.
Hey,
a one-dater type of person.
I'm a what? Whoa. Right. Whoa.
I do what I did. I did what I did. I don't do what I do. Did. I don't do what I used to do.
You're
I don't do.
Keep digging a hole, bro. Keep digging a hole.
My back's hurting. Damn.
Anyways. Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah. Women.
Women. Speaking of women, I had one more thing that I wanted to bring up. Tell me you guys never done this, and I know you guys both try to sound like you're like these clean guys and shit on the podcast. You guys don't do nothing wrong, like, and blah, blah, blah. Jay clips his toenails in the wrong spot. You're supposed to put your dirty ass foot on the top of the toilet seat and clip your nails into the toilet. That's what Mark does, supposedly. But
yeah, I mean... Where do you clip your toenails?
I'll clip them wherever the hell I'm at. I don't know, dude.
I'm talking to Mikey right now. I didn't say anything to you.
Okay, go.
Just all nonchalant.
See, Mark's like, hella clean, bro. Mark's sounding hella clean.
Oh, I'll sit on the floor and clip my toenails.
And then you like have them in a pile, or like you just let it go fly and leave them?
No, I don't leave them.
But you don't get all of them, dog. You know there's a flyer. How you contain there's a flyer, dog. Don't act like
how you're containing those. Yeah.
But it's the same thing when you're doing it over the toilet. You still got a flyer.
Yeah, it's gonna land in your toothbrush.
Yeah,
but at least it's. Why the fuck is my?
Why is this toothbrush? Why is next my to the toothbrush toilet?
Next to my toilet bowl? That glow to the ground.
Dude, it's flying.
Like, it's flying, dog.
It's flying. All right. There's nothing you I can never do about had
that. Yeah. You never had that.
It would have to ricochet off of the walls to go back way back behind me where my toothbrush.
But I'm saying you're acting like all your shit goes in the toilet.
Nah, I don't act like it does. At least it's in that vicinity of where the toilet is.
Who picks it up if it lands on the floor? Not you.
Well, when I sweep up the bathroom. Yeah.
Do you ever see your toenails after you sweep up the bathroom?
I do what?
Do you ever see your toenails in there after you sweep it up?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I just clean that shit up.
I just don't. I just can't imagine you always doing it over the toilet.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So you step on those toenails and you carry them around the house. They stick to the bottom of your foot.
No, they're by the toilet. They're like behind the toilet.
You gotta step.
Like,
you step by the toilet every day to take a piss.
I step. We know I don't usually stand. You know,
doesn't matter. That means your feet are even closer to the toilet.
I use the potty squatty first of all. So to every time I'm sitting on the toilet, I'm just so used to pulling it out now. I just pull the potty squatty. Like,
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You use the potty squatty every time you have to take a piss.
I just use, I guess.
The lazy.
You don't even take the shit. You don't take a shit. You just take a piss real quick with the potty squatty.
Yep.
God damn, you're weird.
Dude. And I still don't even take a fast pee either. Holy. Like, I'll look at my phone. Like, I'll treat a piss now like it's a poop, but not as long. If I'm not in a rush, bro, like, no joke. Like, I'll sit down and look at my phone for a minute or two.
So he completely.
Maybe get through a music video.
He completely abandoned the whole maze through his underwear. He's just
I was gonna say, like, how so
ankles.
Are you?
I use at work in public places. I'm not sitting down in public places. I'm going in the urinal.
Are you still going through the maze, or did you kind of change up? Are you doing both?
No, why would I change up what I've been doing for 34 years?
Because I mean, it's the same thing as becoming a fucking alcoholic. When you become an alcoholic,
I was a baby and stuff too.
Well, even still, I'm pretty sure learning.
You can grow. You don't have to stay the same.
You're comparing me using the maze to an alcoholic.
I'm just saying you can grow. I'm saying you can grow. You can grow.
I'm good. I'm good being who I am and what I do with that. I feel like that's the more adult thing to do.
That's the same thing. Pulling down your
underwear.
That's the same thing. Pulling
down your underwear.
That's the same thing. An alcoholic adult thing.
He doesn't make any sense sometimes.
Shint?
He just fucking talks.
Shut the hell up.
Any sense. Yeah. He's fucking dumb. Don't make any sense right now. That's the same thing alcoholic said. About going pee? Okay. All right, man. Anyways.
Continue.
The maze.
Yeah. The maze.
I forget what we're talking about.
I totally fucking forgot too.
I'm still using the maze. Oh, the potty squatty.
You asked about cutting my toenails. Jay was bringing something up, actually.
I was bringing something potty up, squatty. And it kind of got way out of track, off track. But
potty. It's, you guys need to get on that.
Jay was like, I'm disgusting, I'm nasty, and then I got into the toenails. But go ahead, Jay.
I'm just saying, I ran out of deodorant. Where I was trying to go with this was I ran out of deodorant the other day, and I was using Sophie's deodorant for about a week and a half. And she
A week and a half?
That's a long time, dude.
It was about a week and a half.
I do the same thing.
Long time.
If I run now, I'll do.
Until we went to the store. When we went to the store, we bought. And she didn't realize I was using it for like the first couple of days. And then she caught on. She was like, you're using my deodorant, aren't you? And I'm like, no, she hates it so much, dude. It's like, there's two things I can't touch. I can't touch her fucking toothbrush and I can't touch her deodorant, dude.
That's for sure.
Oh, there's three things. She also doesn't like me using her loofah or anything like that in the shower.
Or wearing her underwear, I hope.
No, she actually enjoys that.
I was going to say something gross, too.
She enjoys that.
Probably another thing that
that's
she
on the table.
Go ahead. Hey.
So, do you guys use your wife's deodorant when you run out?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
When I have to, I'm not going to go to work.
Mark, dude, he's like trying to redeem himself from, like, I don't know. What is redeeming himself from?
Mark works at a retail store. He can go to work stinky and buy deodorant.
And I have, and I don't, I can go a few days. I don't like smell. Like my underarms do not smell for some reason.
That's a lie. That's a lie, dude.
All right.
Okay, are you not a man?
You say, I am a man. Dude. I promise I am a man.
Only men. You're going to tell me you can go a few days without wearing deodorant?
Only men stink. Yeah. I mean, I'll still shower and shit, but yeah, I'll go a few days.
And you won't be stinky?
You're not.
No, like, I won't be stinky to where, like, you can smell me by sitting next to me. Maybe if you went, like, right into it.
Hell, that's okay. The same, like, thing, though. Smell. If you could smell it when you pick your arm up, then you could smell it. It's there.
That's not true at all, dude.
You just leave your arms down, you're saying.
No, I'm saying, like, you'd have to put your nose into it and smell it. Not just, oh, there it is. I'm saying, now that people can see, here, I'll make a better view.
Like that. Nose into it.
Is when you can smell.
Yeah, but your shirt you're wearing all day is rubbing up all in there, and it's getting, like, it's...
I don't know what to tell you, dog. I just don't have really stinky pits.
Nice. You're just a clean-ass dude.
You don't smell yourself. That's all it is, Mark, is that you don't smell
Maybe
yourself.
That's what it is. All right, if I'll take it. To myself, I feel like I don't have stinky pits. I can go a couple days and see what she says. But again, I am showering. You know, like, I take 2 showers a day, too, so I don't know.
Well, they made deodorant for a reason. They didn't make it because you don't take showers and it's to cover up the smell. It's because no matter if you take showers, you're still going to get stinky in those areas.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel good about my scent. It don't stink real bad. Like,
so if you run out, you just kind of go the couple.
Smelling? Like when, like half through your half day, or like when do you feel like you start stinking?
I would say if I didn't put deodorant on, I mean, I probably could go a day without putting it on. The next day, if I didn't put it on, I would start to feel I
start smelling like midday, probably. Myself about midday. I shower in the mornings, too, so I would probably smell myself midday, about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But I kind of feel, I have that feeling of like.
But I do physical labor, too, at my work.
And so do I. Probably not like you, but I do throw freight. Break down pallets. I have to break down totes and pallets. I'll show you.
He cuts a few boxes a day.
Cuts open those stock boxes of.
I had to move. You guys know what Duraflame logs are? Or like Tacoma logs or anything?
I use those to like start the fireplace. Yeah.
So like I get pallets of those. So I'll get like 2 pallets and I have to. A full pallet of it, I had to pull it from my back all the way to the front to unload up there. And those are like, what, 1,300 pounds a pallet? Like, that shit's hard. It hurts my legs. That's muscle right there. So I move those every now and then.
Every now and then.
Pallet that he gets like once every 2 months, probably.
And he doesn't move both pallets. Yeah. He's only moving like 12 of them.
No, I move the whole pallet. I'm not gonna break that down.
What are you moving it with? A pallet jack or something?
Yeah, but not like a push power jack.
Understand. You're acting like not you're like a power. You're not like pushing 1,300. Yeah, no, you just but you're still crank it up. You have to pull it.
Pull that ain't okay. You act like that's easy,
dude. It's not hard. Easy.
A pallet jack, dog. I used to use pallet jacks all the time.
All right, dog.
I don't. What pallet jack are you talking about? What pallet jack are you talking about right now, though? Let's be
just
clear.
Like a crank, power jack. Like I don't know that has the
picks it up off the ground, has the wheels on it.
Picks it up off the ground. Yeah, it ain't an electric power jack. It's just a regular power jack pushing like 1,300 pounds of shit and pulling it. Like that's heavy still, bro. Like it don't take all the weight away.
This right here.
Yeah, just a power jack,
dude. Mm-hmm.
You guys talking some big fucking game right now,
Mark, dude. This is not that doesn't Mark, seem very hard,
check,
bro.
Check how much a pallet of Tacoma logs weighs. Google pallet Tacoma. How much does a pallet Tacoma logs weigh?
You said 1,300 pounds. Did you guess
I'm just
that?
Making a guess.
Okay, I was
what,
just wondering
you,
if you
what is it? Tacoma.
Tacoma logs.
Pallet of Tacoma logs. I think Duraflames are more.
The Duraflames are heavier, but the more the journey of time is Tacoma logs. You could even check Duraflames too. Well, it ain't easy. Like, it's hard. It's hella heavy still. Like, that, it literally just pushes it off the ground like 4 inches.
17,000 BTUs per pallet.
I don't know what that means.
That's not, it has nothing to do with weight.
I was like,
I don't think we're gonna find the answer to that, really. In
bulk. So I usually, so what I do too, I mean, I get like, I break down my boards too. Like, I got 8 boards the other day.
Look, hey, net weight is 3 pounds.
3 pounds, and how many's on a pallet?
It's 8 logs in this one box.
Yeah. Okay. But how many's on a?
So 8 times 3 is 24. Okay.
So 24 pounds per box.
Per box.
I gotta figure out how much boxes.
And there's 80 boxes.
So 24 times 80.
1920 pounds.
Dude, that was a really good guess from you earlier then.
Thank you. That's heavy, dog.
That's pretty heavy, but it's not that heavy.
Especially when you have the pallet jack.
Yeah, dude. If you have a pallet jack,
dog. Sorry.
Okay. Say what you want to say. You guys ever come visit me, I'll show
Mark,
you.
I work in warehousing, dude. You don't think
you turned up? You turned up your mic. No, you turned up your mic.
And then you're in your flat, in your flat area that goes from one to the other. Like, I'm going up like an asphalted road that people park in, and then I have to push it up onto a sidewalk that with the handicap, you know, little ramp thing.
What's the incline?
Push it up back and then put it in.
What incline are
the
we
incline?
Talking
about? Fuck, I don't know inclines, bro. You can't like this. Like, there's an incline through asphalt, dog. It ain't just a flat fucking warehouse. That's all nicely shined, spit shined for
you. I don't have a nicely. I drive outside.
Mark, your abs are nice. You push that thing up the freaking hill. You look so nice, bro. You got muscles, homie.
You want to see my legs?
I want to see your legs, dude. If you're doing this once a week, I want to see those legs.
He's not doing it once a week. He already said it's only like once every couple months. And he's still trying to sound hard about it, too.
Let's see what you got, Mark. Your balls are hanging out.
I don't have underwear on.
That's why I said your balls are hanging. What am I looking at? You gotta be, hold on. The mosquito bit you right there, or what?
Let me do this. Hold on. Let's turn it a little bit. Oh!
Nice, dude. That is pretty muscly.
Looks
nice.
That looks
good. It's not bad, brother. Dude.
Hold on, wait. Let's see if I can turn this. Wait. Oh, that's too far. Oh, you can't see those.
No, I don't see nothing there.
I don't see nothing on your calves. Your thighs look solid. I'll give you that.
Your thighs do look really good.
Thighs are beefy.
I got some. Oh shit! This is the wrong chair.
Dumbass.
I'm late.
I got some. I got some Marcus Jones Drew's thighs, dog.
All right, Mark. I just want to say I take it back. You're strong. You're muscular.
Thank you.
Hercules.
It wasn't about
it's really
strong.
Hard.
It
it's really hard.
That you think
it's
that
really
isn't
hard.
Heavy.
It's really hard.
Dude, it's 1,900 pounds. It's heavy. That wasn't in question. All right?
All right, dog.
It's just not heavy when you have a pallet jack to push in.
What are you pallet jacking out of your warehouse like that you don't get to use your forklift for?
It's not so much what we don't get to use our work forklift for. It's what it doesn't fit. Jack?
So you have to pallet jack out.
Yeah, it's maneuverability.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was a slick word. Say it again.
Maneuverability.
Is that a word?
That was pretty good.
Is that a word?
Maneuverability.
Maneuverability. I don't know if that's a word.
Say it again, Mark.
Maneuverability.
Manure. Manure.
Stupid. Manure. I can't even suck it. Stupid. I don't think it's a word still, though. I'll say that.
Is it a word?
It's, of course it's a word. You think I just make that shit up? Oh, my God.
I mean, it sounds slick.
It sounds good.
Say it again.
It definitely, I think it's a two-word thing, though. Maneuverability.
Like it breaks up the word?
Yeah, maneuverability.
Maneuver. It's not one word, though. He made it sound like
it's
one word.
Yeah, he makes it sound like
it
one
is
word.
One word.
Okay.
There you go, boys. Maneuverability.
All right. Gosh, I just think the A should be split, dude. It should just be two words.
Maneuverability.
Yeah.
A.
If I would have made the English dictionary, I would have split that shit.
If I would have made the English dictionary,
two is better
than
one.
No English dictionary.
All right, so I think this episode's got to be wrapped up. We're already what? Let's see what we're at.
Almost 2 hours.
A minute.
You're a dumbass. Such a dumbass. You're an ass.
Did the recording say a minute 53 or was that you?
No, who said that? I said that.
Oh, shit.
That's why I called myself a dumbass. You're a little late on this.
You dumbass.
All right, so let's roll this intro out. Outro out. Ready? Y'all good? Like us?
Yeah.
follow us, let us know. Our YouTube channel is going to be up. So if you like this video, follow us, subscribe, share, help us out, get our word out there. Now you put the ugly faces to the beautiful voices.
Whose hat's better, too?
Whose hat's better? Too, dude, my hat's definitely better, bro.
This isn't even my
I got a llama smoking a freaking cigar, dog. Come on.
You got me in a blazer hat smoking a cigar today right here,
homie. Damn. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Hey.